Hello and bienvenidos, and thanks for tuning in to Brighter Side Podcast. I'm James Walker.
And I'm Aaron Dameron.
And welcome to The Bright Side, a Christian podcast where we provide a Christian insight to your spiritual and theological questions. However, this week we're not answering any questions.
I like to think of it as we're answering a lot of questions.
Yeah, not necessarily your questions, seeing as we haven't gotten any yet. This week is... This week is the season finale, and we're going to talk about all the takeaways we've had from basically all 10 episodes.
Yeah.
This is the 10th one, so your takeaway will be these takeaways.
We're going to take away from each of the preceding 9 episodes and then do a takeaway from this episode.
Yeah. Takeaway Inception.
Wow.
Wow. All right, go ahead and pull up the episode titles so can see what we actually talked about.
I'd also like to say for the Brighter Side fandom that this is the first episode that I feel like when James said his name, I knew to say my name after it. Like, I usually have a brief second of fear.
Yeah, it's like, oh, dang.
Yeah, that I'm like, where I'm like, what happens now? Like, in this second of pause. And I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to say my name. That did not happen this week. Very proud of myself.
Good job. Good job. Maybe because we ran through a sound test, or maybe that's what we need to do every week.
Yeah.
All right.
So, on the last episode, we learned to do sound tests.
We still don't sound any better, but at least we're testing it.
Yeah.
All right. The first episode, week one. January 15th, about 24 minutes long, we talked about secular music.
Hooray!
Hooray! And I think we had an interesting takeaway from that one. I think what I said was, it's okay to listen to Taylor Swift, it's not okay to take relationship advice from her.
Right. Whirly music also came up.
Whirly music, yes. I'm glad you remembered that. Still don't remember what that's about. Were we trying to say worldly music?
Yeah, you were saying worldly music, and then I was like, and also don't listen to any of that whirly music.
Wow.
Also, I'm not sure if it comes up in this episode or the next one, the whole whirly music thing, because it's in the episode description for number 2.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Interesting.
Are these little things at the side, people who've listened to it?
I think so. We had 66 people listen to our first podcast.
The Devil's Number.
Oh, dang.
And it goes down.
It goes down significantly.
Yeah. I guess because we advertised the first one a lot, but we didn't advertise the other ones as much.
And also we didn't do it like on a weekly basis. Like, we started skipping out, and that'll lose a lot of people.
Yeah. But hopefully we can do it better
we'll
next year.
We'll have to label this one season finale and shoot it out a whole lot.
Yeah.
All right.
We got to start our whole advertising budget. We're going to be putting ads in New York Times Square.
We're going to have to get you into the stock market. Then, so
yeah. We're going to ring the bell.
All right. Secular music. it's okay to listen to it, but be wary of what you listen to, because a lot of the music out there today does not have a good message. So
right.
It's just like pop songs that's like, because I'm happy. Oh, man, what is that, like 2012 or something?
That was like Trolls. So, that's much more recent than you think it is. Is it? I thought it came from Trolls.
No. That's the Justin Timberlake song.
We're looking this up. Oh! You're thinking of the Pharrell one, because
happy, da da da. Well, not Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the... Yeah, okay, so you were right at first. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like this song is copyrighted.
Clap along if you feel like you're a lawyer and you're about to sue us. That was the Friends theme.
Oh, dang. 2013 is when that came out, so that's
okay.
Good grief.
And then Happy Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake sings Happy Birthday.
Can't Stop the Feeling. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that came out like 2017.
Was
16. No, 2016.
I feel like that came out with Trolls.
Yeah, it did. Can't Stop the Feeling came out with Trolls.
Okay. I like how we had one of those arguments where we both believe the same thing.
That's
just
not
don't
an
know
argument,
it.
Aaron. I like those arguments. All right.
The best kind.
What was our second?
I like how we... I don't really want to know if we spent 2 minutes deciding what when a song came out.
All right.
Glad we did an audio test for that.
Dang. I imagine most of the audio is just us laughing and people like yanking their earbuds out because of how loud it gets.
Yeah, we should do an audio test of us laughing.
Well, whenever I watched the audio, it like spiked every time we did a joke. So.
It spiked when you said spike.
Spike!
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 Mine wasn't as big.
Well, I have a more outgoing voice. I don't know.
It's true. Mine's more introverted. Mine's inside.
All right, episode 2, we talked about going to church. Big takeaway from that, it's important to be involved in Christian community and stay plugged in, and it's biblical. And
Right. Yeah. And I think that's good, because I think a lot of people think, like, oh, if I stay home, I'll be more accountable to myself, and then, like, that'll ultimately be better because I'm not being beholden to other people's standards. But I think, like, I think it's a good thing.
And I think it's
to,
also...
like, you're moving the... James was moving this paper we had like our lines over on, and I thought he was trying to remind me of something.
No,
I think it's a good thing to be like, I think it's a good thing to like hold your Christianity to like other people. I think it's good to hold it to God, but I think you need to be around people to be able to be held like accountable for things.
Yeah, and I think one of the big points we made was that church in the Bible does not refer to a building; it refers to the community. So the important part is the community. I'm all for house churches. I'm not for sitting at home, watching a sermon, and saying that you did church.
Right.
I'm all for, you know, reading the Word and diving into the Scripture as a family and, you know, like, worshiping as a family. I think that's very intimate, and I think that may be closer to what the biblical definition of church than even some modern-day churches have today. So.
That's a really cool idea. Like, I remember you, like, springing that up, like, in the episode. And you're going like, we didn't go over this. Like, but I think that's like a really cool, like, I think it's like a really cool like thing that people started doing.
Yeah. And it's the fastest growing church movement in America.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it much. And then social media was the next one. I wasn't actually on this one. And you can tell because there's a dip in the viewership.
What?
I don't think that's because of it, but it goes down from 54 to 26 and then back up to 40 when I come back on.
That's interesting.
I think it's just because I wasn't on it, so I wasn't like, I didn't promote it on social media.
Oh, that's what it was. You were biased, so you didn't promote it. And we still got 26 viewers because...
Which is still much higher than some later episodes.
There was a girl on that episode.
That's it.
We like to thank Haley for helping out in social media episode 3. One of the things we talked about was me and Haley had both gotten rid of social media, and
you've both been back on it though.
Well, a little bit.
I know you got Snapchat back. Do you still use that much?
No, I honestly got it back for a week and stopped using it, and I didn't even use it within that week.
No, okay. I know we Snapchatted like a couple times.
So
I honestly stopped using Snapchat too, like the whole streaks and everything.
I can probably delete it right now if I want to. I haven't opened it in a month.
Like, I think it was fun like when I did it, and like I still like keeping in touch like with friends through it and stuff. And I don't want to sound like holier than thou about it, but like I don't know, it was just sort of like it became kind of like a stress like each day to like
check,
log in and do it. Yeah, but like I don't think it's like. I wouldn't go as far to say it's like, oh, it's a terrible thing.
No.
Like, my whole, like, view on social media has always just been it's a tool.
Yeah.
And I think people, like, the way you use it, I think, like, outcomes the way it affects you. Like, it's kind of like a... trying to think of a good example. It's kind of like, I guess, like, being afraid of something. Mm-hmm. Like, it only has as much power as you give it.
Yeah. I guess. My problem was... I woke up in the morning
feeling like P. Diddy.
No, but I did put my glasses on out the door. I'm about to hit the city. No, that's also copyright.
Don't stop.
No, make it pop. But gosh dang it. My problem is I would wake up in the morning, and I wake up, and normally what I do is I wake up, I read scripture, and you know, that's part of my morning routine.
Right.
And what I would do is I would wake up and check my social media and have to do that in the morning, and I'd scroll through it for, you know, sometimes 30 minutes to an hour doing this social media thing. And it became almost like an addiction, and really, I wasn't getting anything out of it.
Right.
It just became a habit that wasn't necessary. So it's not wrong to have social media. It's wrong for it to become an idol. And if it becomes an idol, the Bible talks about, you know, that's a sin. And the Bible says, you know, if your right hand causes you to sin, you know, it's better for you to cut it off than, you know, for the whole body to sin. And so that's sort of what I did. It was I just cut social media off for a while, and I've grown to a point where I can have social media and not have it not be an addiction. But I don't really see a point in me having at this point.
Right.
Unless we're using it for, like, publicity stuff.
Yeah, because this is our number show. It definitely is important.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay, the fourth episode, we talked about the meaning of life, ?
I didn't get a lot of sleep before that episode.
I think it was one of our better episodes. We had 40 viewers, and we went almost 40 minutes. It's crazy. That was on February 3rd. And I think the takeaway from that one was really that the meaning of life is to follow after Christ and do what God commands us to do and live Christocentrically.
Right.
And
ooh, that one spiked up good.
Yeah.
When I said right.
Right.
Right on.
We're looking at the audio spikes.
I feel like that's all we ever do.
We look at scripture. Well, I look at scripture sometimes. I don't know. We just stare at the audio spikes sometimes. But yeah, follow after Christ and go and make disciples of all nations as God commands us to. February 13th, we had our fifth episode. And we had a whopping total of six viewers. Oh, man.
The devil's number.
Yeah, because we talked about sin.
If we can combine the demon and the angel that follows around people, we can triple that number to 24.
Okay, we're just going to ignore that stuff. And we're going to talk about sin. Sin is the thing that makes us separate from God, and I think that's what we hit in the episode.
Right.
God hates sin, and that's what we are, is we're sinners. And God became perfect, became man, fully God, fully man, lived a perfect life, and died for us to forgive us of our sins. And, you know, his blood paid the price for our sins so that we could become righteous. And I think that's the takeaway from the episode. And you could sum that up as the gospel, which is actually our sixth episode.
Wait, I want to talk about something. I want to talk more about sin.
Okay.
Like, something that stuck with me is like, in like the original language they used to have, sin used to mean misses the mark.
Yeah.
And I think like you were saying, I think like that's something that's always like really stuck with me. It's like we're missing the mark of like what God means for us.
Right. God has this set standard and we've missed it.
Right. And I think like when we like ignore like what God means best for us, like that, like we're putting us ourselves like off into our own, and like we're trying to like, it's basically like trying to drive like without like a steering wheel, essentially.
Yeah. And interesting. I like that analogy. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And I think that's a good verse. Fallen short of the glory of God. Fallen short of, you know, what, you know, God's glory and what his will is and what his plan is for us. And everyone has fallen short, so everyone's a sinner. But at the same time, God grants us this gift, you know, this mission, if we choose to accept it.
Right.
To follow after him and, you know, receive forgiveness. And that's really the gospel. Episode 6, we talked about the gospel. We had 20 views.
It went back up.
It went back up, yeah. No one wanted to listen to sin, but the gospel, a few more people, 14 more people were interested.
Well, we also put a picture of a Dalmatian on it.
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal.
That's the secret to getting them in.
Apparently, we didn't put a picture on the next episode.
It had two less viewers. So see, it works.
Dang.
I think I tried to put a picture, but like it just showed a picture of like a document. So I just kept it because I thought that was funny.
All right. But the gospel, really, I think that could be summed up in Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that shows God's love for us, that while we were still sinning, he died for us to forgive us of those sins. And, you know, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." That's a verse from, that's really the gospel summed up in a verse, that, you know, if we are to believe in Christ, then we shall have eternal life. And, you know, live and follow after him and seek out the kingdom. And this gospel. Episode 7.
007.
007.
Number James Bond.
The James Bond episode. Can't believe you put that in the title.
Maybe that's why less people listen to it.
All right, this is... that's a bad pun. this week, or that week, we talked about self-image.
Which is something I definitely struggle with a lot.
Yeah, we preferred our self-image shaken, not stirred.
Yeah. that was good, that was good.
basically, the takeaway from that was that you are knit together by the hands of God in the womb. You were created exactly how we wanted you to be, minus the whole sin part. But because of Christ, whenever you have that in Him, in you, He looks as though you're righteous. You have Christ's perfection. His goodness is in you. So your value is not found in you, but who God made you to be.
Right. And I think that's something I always struggle with a lot, is seeing myself as something I've always this is really sad, but I always thought oh, I was just a mistake or something, or I wasn't made correctly, when I was actually made in God's image, and I was made for a purpose.
You couldn't be made any more correctly than you already are.
Yeah, thank you. That actually made me feel good. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be narcissistic or anything.
But no, there's a lot of people who struggle with that. I'm being one of those people. We have friends, mutual friends who we know struggle with that. And it's a good thing for them to look to Scripture and see, what God says about them. Not what their mind or their heart says about them, but what God says about them.
Right.
And that's that, they're made perfect in Him, and that they're made in His image.
We'll move on to forgiveness. And we'll forgive our fans for only 11 of y'all listening to it.
Yeah. This is really self-deprecating talking about how low the viewers were.
I think it's more than I thought was listening to it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just 3 people.
I mean, we did better than we expected for the first season.
I know.
Episode 8, we have a lovely picture of Barry the Bee talking about... you like jazz?
I gave that was a gift I gave to you during the episode.
That was the sticker you gave to me at the end of the episode. I still have that hanging up in my room. But we talked about forgiveness, and I forgive you for giving me the sticker. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought you liked it.
No, I do like the sticker. I just needed to say forgiveness somehow. forgiveness, actually, interestingly enough, is something... that I've had to deal with pretty recently a lot. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I basically had some friends.
Give me weird stickers.
Yeah, no. I had some friends, and there was some conflict that, maybe... I'd say I was a big cause of it. And I had to one, go and seek forgiveness, which is always hard, and ask for forgiveness. But at the same time, I had to forgive them, and it was really, really hard to forgive them for some of the things. But one of the things I found was whenever I forgave them, my relationship with Christ improved significantly, and it was almost being a prisoner and being set free by forgiving someone else.
Right.
I think I've heard that analogy used before.
Because you're being so defined by your hatred of them.
Yeah.
I've seen that used a lot, actually, where people hate someone so much that that's defining their actions and planning their whole day around.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're only really free if you can set yourself free from that whole trauma and cycle of self-abuse.
And I can agree, you're kind of confined, to your hatred in that way. If there's someone you're upset with or angry with, you will, if you're not in the mood to go and talk with them, you will avoid them. And if you see them, around campus or around town or whatever, you will immediately get upset.
Right.
And that's really just a reminder of the prison that you're in and how you need to go and seek forgiveness. And I think that's how we should view that. And forgiveness is freeing. And, we need to forgive others because Christ forgave us.
Right. Sins. And I think also as well, forgiveness, it doesn't always end with the other person forgiving you. It's definitely always a two-way street.
Definitely.
So I think you need to forgive the person, but I think you also need to forgive yourself as well.
Yes, I think so. I think sometimes we're too harsh on ourselves.
Right.
We need to forgive ourselves.
And I think also like when forgiving others, I think don't always expect a perfect response.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel okay, if I do my script correctly, they'll also follow the script.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just went out the door.
So... our second to last episode.
Penultimate.
Episode number 9, we had the maximum number of viewers we've ever had.
I can't display them.
Yeah. Ultimately, that means we didn't have any viewers. But that's okay. So we'll just tell you what that episode was about.
I'm trying to figure out, like, if, like,
did we just not spread it out?
I think we did. I think what it could be... Let me see.
We're just really bad at publicizing.
Yeah. Right. It's probably just that nobody listened to it. But, I don't know, like, I've never noticed, like, a little, like, play number over here. So maybe it doesn't display that until a certain amount of time has passed.
No, it's been up there plenty of time. April 14th. Yeah, it's been up there plenty of time. It's May already. Yeah. So we talked about slander, and I guess the takeaway from that was really just, you know, to not slander.
Yeah.
Not gossip, just not talk bad about people or be hatred, be hateful, be hatred.
Be hatred.
Don't be hatred.
Give in to your hatred. No. Become your fear.
Yeah. What is that from?
I was trying to do like the Emperor from Star Wars.
That's what I thought it was, but like, was that what it was?
I don't think that's a line from anything.
It probably could be. It would be like a knockoff quote.
Yeah.
Wow. That took a different turn.
Palpatine.
Palpatine. But slander. Just
Emperor Saltine Crackers.
Emperor Saltine Crackers. Good grief.
That was the best I could come up with.
Emperor Saltine Crackers. Wow. I don't even know where to go with slander. Maybe this is why I didn't get news. I think it's just, you know, important not to do it. You know, it's like it builds on, and that's what causes hatred, and that can cause a lot of hurt between people. You know, if you say, you know, the wrong thing to a person, they end up going to that person and be like, hey, so and so said, you know, Emperor Palpatine was Saltine.
That was good. Yeah,
that could get a bad rumor spread around about Emperor Saltine, and
right.
Get really offended and shoot lightning or salt at people.
He shoots Saltine Crackers. People can't whistle whenever he's shooting them.
Dang. What?
I will deprive the world of all this whistling.
Okay, I'll
that. That's the one voice I can do, I'd like to also to add.
it's just a lower raspier version of your voice.
Exactly.
I like it. I would say this season has been successful.
It has, my young Padawan.
We have
I'm sorry, that was weird.
I'm not your Padawan.
Yeah, it's definitely probably the opposite, if anything. I love how much... You never say good grief, like, in real life, but on this show, it's like your catchphrase.
Well, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Good grief.
Good grief.
Remember the good grief for your dog. No.
Leave room for good grief.
This is the season finale.
Yeah.
We're taking a break for about 2 months.
Someone's going to get shot.
And
in between seasons, you're going to have to figure out who it is.
One of us is not going to be here, and it will probably be a dead giveaway. But then they'll come back during the third season. So.
Yeah.
All right, so Aaron, good luck on the next season doing it by yourself.
What?
What? Spoiler. No, I'm just kidding.
This is where James announces that he's leaving ETBU. He's staying. We're both staying. We're both going to be here.
And the podcast will go on.
We'll probably not be in this room because we won't be able to get back in Centennial.
Yeah, when will we do it?
Well, we'll have like all our dorms. We can probably just do it in there.
Yeah, we'll have our dorms.
We'll do it out by the pool.
No, I'm not getting in that pool. It's 4 foot deep and I'm 6 foot three. I'll look like I'm in a kiddie pool.
Was that pool like, the pool at ETBU, they've been building it like all year. It just opened today. Mm. Was it like super crowded when you walked by?
I didn't see anybody out there.
Really? When I walked by. Guess now's the time to go.
Yeah, nah, I'm not going to get in that. There's no lifeguard ever on duty. I was expecting them to make that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
In the email, it said there's no lifeguard, so you get in at your own risk.
It's the most dangerous place to go on campus.
It's 4 foot pool.
4 foot pool.
I'll probably play some basketball, though. There's a basketball court right beside next to it. But, all right, talking about the podcast, We were successful this semester. We got more than 3 viewers, which is very successful. We've outdone ourselves. Good job, Aaron. High five. All right.
Good job. I was picking up trash, but yeah. Hooray.
I clapped. That's why that high five sounded so good. So we're going to see you guys in about 2 months. Hopefully our recording will be a little better.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be a little wiser.
We have 2 months to think about what our next topic is, but knowing us, we'll probably procrastinate until the week before.
We'll decide on it the hour before, like we did in this episode.
Yes. And end up, I think, doing pretty well.
I really like doing this. Like, I was talking about this before, but it's something I always felt trepidatious about.
You're going to have to explain what that word means again.
Trepidatious means, I thought it was something everybody knew. It just means, like, feeling cautious about something with like a tinge of anxiety. But like, since I'm not a very like outgoing person, if you can't tell already, but like talking in front of like 66 people like on a stage would be like terrifying for me. And like, I've never really felt like I've known like too much about Christianity, but I think like doing this has really helped me like grow with my faith, and as well as like ask questions like I wanted answered. And like, even if people weren't listening at all, like, I think that, like, I've enjoyed doing this, and I think it's been a really fun experience for me. And I hope it's been for James, too.
Yeah, well, you don't have to speak for me. I'm right here. It was a great experience for me, and I've definitely grown in my faith, and I've had a lot of fun doing this. And
right.
Regardless of whether we have 66 viewers or 0 viewers.
As we did in the last one.
I'm still thankful for this opportunity. I'm glad we're going to be able to keep doing this next semester.
Right. For sure. Hopefully we'll have better mics by then.
Nah, I like this mic. maybe. I don't know. We got a lot of big projects coming up. Not necessarily dealing with this podcast, but I mean, next week is finals.
Right, so pray for us.
So pray for us if you happen to hear this is, you know, at all, and we don't get, you know, 0 viewers like we did last time. But thanks for tuning in, and this is the final time we'll do this for this season. If you haven't... Right. Wait.
Oh, yeah, your turn.
Okay. Well, it's not like we've done this 10 times. It says, if you have any questions you would like answered, email us at brightersidepodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to look at our social medias, on Twitter, for some reason, it came out as podcast side. And on Instagram and Facebook, we should just be Brighter Side Podcast. Look for the blue cross, and that's always us. And James, do you want to say your little ditty? Before I say mine?
Yes, fine.
It's not written on here. you forget to do it a lot, too.
I know. Unfortunately, our podcast is coming to an end, but on the bright side...
For this season.
Yeah, for this season, but on the bright side, we'll see you next year.
And please pray for your dog. Bye. Do you have any last words you want to say, James?
Bye.
Goodbye.
The answer next season.
Wait, what's your cliffhanger you want to do, James?
Oh, I've got one more thing I need to say. But it'll be answered next season.
And the answer is...